This week, we talked to Grace Sebe Byrne about this year's United Nations Association Film Festival happening in collaboration with Yellow Pad Sessions, which takes place on September the 18th at Cinema Zumuzee. These documentary films are thought-provoking on contemporary issues in our ever-changing society, so please enjoy this interview. All right, so thank you once again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us about this film festival. And once again, congratulations on hosting the festival. It must be inspiring for yourself to be hosting the festival once again this year.
It really is. Thank you, Remy, so much for having me. And yes, we're so pleased. You can't imagine, especially that we had to cancel last year because of COVID. Yeah. So that was very, very hard because we'd worked quite hard for almost a year. And then unfortunately, like so many people, the circumstances dictated that it was best to cancel just to be safe. And it just wasn't going to be possible for us. So this year, when we found out that, it could happen in person, we got super excited. And so, of course, we just rolled up our sleeves and got to work.
Just going back a little bit from last year, did you guys have some sort of an online component or?
We didn't. We didn't. And we looked into it. But, I'll tell you something, Remy. Our festival is a little bit unique, I'd like to think, in that think of it as a TED Talk meets film festival.
Yeah.
We're only on for one day. It's a highly curated program. We only select, in this case this year, four films. And with each film, there are themes that we explore together with the audience, with the directors, with local initiative, people and organizations. Going online for us just wasn't, it just didn't make any sense for us. For us, it's a lot of it is about, the interaction that takes place on site with people together with the audience and the people who are presenting the movie. So.
Exactly. And the panelists as well, too. So this year, there are some great documentary films for the audience to check out. For example, Learning to Skate in a War Zone, and Drawn Together, Comics, Diversity, and Stereotypes. So what other thematics from documentaries as well as events are being highlighted at this year's festival?
So we decided to, based on the selections that we made, we noticed that there were three themes that we could present and explore. So the first one is called Resilient Children, and that's where learning to skateboard in a war zone, if you're a girl, comes in. The second theme is art as a tool for social change. And that is two movies that we're presenting for that. Drawn Together, like you said, Comics, Diversity, and Stereotypes. And then as well, followed by Serendipity. And that's a fantastic movie as well. And then our big headliner is the movie called The Last Ice, and that falls under the theme of environment, indigeneity, and the Canadian Arctic.
All right. So how important is it that there is a United Nations Film Festival that travels the world, that deals with issues in our ever-changing society? And more specifically, this year, as mentioned, there are panelists from Montreal. So how do you feel that when you incorporate them inside the festival, they will inspire local presence to take action inside of Montreal?
Right. So the UNAF organization, the United Nations Association Film Festival, it actually takes place in California. And that's been going on for 24 years. It's it won numerous awards, including a UNESCO award. And that was founded in 1998 by Stanford educator Yasmina Borsik. And that was in conjunction with the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Since then, there have been every year they get something like 600 submissions for movies. And they all fall into those categories of human rights issues, human stories. And we as a branch, a traveling branch, if you will, we take their mission, but we curate it to what could interest Montrealers and Canadians. So for instance, if you look at the last ice, that is extremely relevant for us as Canadians because it takes place in the Canadian Arctic, but it looks at the Inuit community and how they're being affected by overfishery, industrialization, climate change. And so that's a really, really important movie for us, especially that you'll see as climate change, you know, keeps worsening, there'll be a shortage of water. And as you know, we now know that a lot of countries are looking at Canada for its natural, rich natural resources. So it's going to be extremely relevant more and more as the years go on. So we thought it was really interesting to bring it to Montreal so we can start these discussions with people here on the ground. And so specific to that, when you talk about people coming in from, we actually have our very, very special guest. She's an Inuit activist. Her name is Matali Okalik, and she's flying in from Greenland. So she'll be presenting, she'll be talking, and you go, you know, you can come in and you can speak to her and ask her questions and at the same time speak to the director, Scott Ressler.
That sounds really cool. So I feel that as an avid documentary watcher myself, that documentaries have the power to both inform and entertain at the same time, which I feel that you've as well selected some great documentaries that explore and inform, but also entertain at the same time. So do you feel that documentaries have the ability to find the balance between both of these two aspects?
You know, absolutely. I'm also drawn to documentaries as well. I mean, I love all kinds of genres, but documentaries specifically, it's that beautiful balance between education, information, tapping into something maybe very intimate and personal, like in a community or a person's life. You know, and it's very accessible as well. So you put together that magical combination of storytelling, fantastic footage usually, like in our case, like all our movies are just like beautiful. And then there's the music and then you're in a space, you're watching this, you get pulled in. And it's just a really, really nice way to create awareness and hopefully elicit some compassion. And who knows, maybe a movement or something like that.
So I think that that's going to draw into my fourth question here, which I feel that we touched upon to a little bit inside of the when we first opened up here, but drawing back in the audience. So how do you feel about the festival returning to the theaters once again alongside an audience? I think that you touched upon this a little bit, but maybe you have a little bit of a chance to elaborate a little bit more.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that, you know, we did take a survey because we had our first edition in 2019. And so we've been keeping in contact with people who came in and who follow us. We did a number of surveys. And so we did one just when we were deciding whether or not it made sense to go back in person and to present this year. Overwhelmingly, people said, you know what? It is time. We want to go to the theaters. We want to go out. We want to be able to socialize. We want to, you know, make an evening of it. And so I think people are ready. I really do. I think that, you know, it's going to take time for the theaters to fill up. Might take another year or two. However, I think that people that are the ones who are going to the theaters, put it that way, they're really eager to get out there. And so that kind of makes it fun, right? You're going to a crowd with a crowd that's like, you know, equally excited as you are.
Yeah. So I'll remind the audience that you can check out more information about the UNAF Festival. That's Saturday, September the 18th, happening at Cinéma du Musée. The website would be yellowpadsessions.com/filmfestival. Once again, thank you for taking the time out. We normally like to end our interviews with normally a fun question. So our fun question to you is, name one movie you have seen recently that you feel that everyone needs to watch. It can be from anywhere, from any year.
So I will choose a movie that I highly recommend. It's called Sonic Sea. It's a Canadian, Bahamas, Madagascar, Norway co-production. It was, you know, it was made quite a few years ago, but it's so relevant. And it's about the plight of whales and marine life as they're being affected by sonic pollution. From ships and again, just like this whole thing about, you know, life underwater and how it's being affected. But the footage is gorgeous. And if you haven't seen a whale, you will love and just absolutely love them. And it's such beautiful footage. And I really highly recommend it. Sonic Sea, to see if you can find it somewhere online.